premise, the third premise, is redemption is unnecessary without the fall. So you need the fall. You need evil to come into the world in order for redemption to happen. That was what we kind of were talking about there. Mm-hmm. Redemption speaks to the restoration to some good state, like Eden, that was ruined by the fall. Without a world wrecked by human evil, there could be no redemption. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to take this glass jar. I'm going to shatter it. And then you build a glass angel from it, or you know, statue. Well, you couldn't build that statue without me first breaking it. Something beautiful came out of something so destructive and bad, and it looked like all hope was given up. But you took it and you made it into something new. You redeemed the brokenness and made it into something now unbroken. Yeah. This new and better realm finds its culmination in the kingdom of God in the future new heaven and the new earth. So. He describes it. We were talking about the story of the U, and then there's maybe a different shape that we want to think about as far as storyline goes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So the U would be something like, you know, creation, right, and paradise, and then the fall, right, and so paradise lost, and then redemption.
Hey,
right, so
right. That would be you. So we're back in the garden.
Yeah. But Christensen tells us that the storyline of Scripture is more accurately illustrated in the shape of a J. Right. So if it was merely, he says, conceived as a U-shaped storyline, as is commonly, you know, monomythic stories are, then the restored paradise of the new creation, right, emerging from the low point of the fall would appear no better, right, no better than the paradise of the initial pre-fall creation.
Yeah. What if it happens again?
Level. Yeah.
We're making W's all the way through. Yeah.
And so, you know, we'd wonder why the fall was necessary, right? He says, but the greater glory theodicy, his position, his argument here, right, is that it demonstrates that the paradise of the new creation will be not just equal, but far greater. So we have a J shape is what he's suggesting. Mm-hmm. Far greater, far more glorious than the paradise of the unsold initial creation. Ironically, he tells us, because the cosmos has to pass through the terrible crisis of the fall. So instead of a U shape, he's suggesting, because of what God accomplishes through redemption, we get a J shape. We get a perfect paradise, the fall, and then this high point of redemption,
right,
instead
right.
of the U-shape.
Yeah, a new heaven, a new earth there. Yeah. And kind of looking ahead, we'll talk about this later, but part of the things that the theodicy needs to do is say that a good must come out of every single evil, and so much so that it has to be worth it. The U-shape, you might have an idea of like, well, okay, 1-to-1 ratio is equal out in the scales. Right. What this J shape says is that not only was evil redeemed, it was redeemed to an even higher extent than what would have been possible right. if it was just left in the
far
in that
more
site.
Glorious, far more greater,
right. which right. is something that we want in our theodicy.
Yeah.